Hello there, and thanks for joining me in the podcast today. Juvenile crime and the responsibility of the parents. That's my topic. You know, it's been well said in the adage that it's been longstanding, and we probably all heard it. Nothing good happens after midnight. And it was always with the implication that parents would corral their children by midnight. But nothing good happens after that. Whether the parents know about it or not. Whether they participate or not. Whether they're passive or active or whatever. Nothing good happens after midnight. Now, I just finished reading an article published in the Wall Street Journal. The 10-page article about parents of school shooters and parents of black shooters in the streets of our city. Parents of gangbangers and others. And in this article, I counted about 25 examples of shootings that were carried out by youth, those less than 18 years of age. Most of the time, they were the shooters. There were sometimes they were the victims. Black and white were the predominant colors. 88% of the shootings that take place in our streets today are black shooters, most of which are black on white shooting. That's most of them. Very few are white on black, but there are some. But that's not the issue. The issue that I'd like to address is that of the responsibility of the parents. You know, we just had that incident in Michigan, Oxford, Michigan, in which a high school student, 15 years of age, showed up at school with a gun and made various threats and went to the office, and parents were called. After about a two-hour conversation in the principal's office, the child was allowed to go back to the classroom. Parents went home. Nothing was done. And within hours of that meeting, four children, four high school students, ended their life as a result of the shooting by that particular young kid. And the interesting thing about this shooting is that the DA raised the question about charging the parents as a responsible accomplice for those crimes. And boy, I tell you what, after that, there was an outrage of reaction by the press, the journalists, politicians, religious leaders, and so on. And they were divided on both sides of the spectrum. Many cheered and welcomed the DA's proposition that the parents held some responsibility for those shootings. And others condemned that totally, indicating that the parents had no responsibility and should not be claimed to have responsibility. So it's a divided issue. But it started the whole process of what's going on in America today to have conversation on this matter of the degree to which parents are responsible for their kids' behavior outside of the home. You can come down on both sides of the argument. But I would like to assume today, just for the sake of discussion, that yes, parents are responsible for their kids. They're responsible for their kids in the home, and they're responsible for their kids out of the home. There's an understanding in politics and in law that when a child is in the school, the authorities of the school assume a parental role over the life of the child. It's an extended right of parentage extended to the school authorities while the child is at school. Although that's not often very much talked about or asserted, but the law grants that. And just because a child is at school or outside of the home, wherever he might be, and wherever he's going, and whoever he's with, does not mean that the responsibility of the parents ends when the kid leaves the house, leaves the front door, whether he carries a gun with him or not. Parent responsibility is over the child, not where the child is, and not what the child is doing. That's what the law says. In other words, my child is my child. My child goes various places and does various kinds of things. Still my child, and therefore I have some responsibility. So in this particular crime in Michigan, we have an issue being raised for discussion, and I think it is an issue for discussion. I'm not sure if the parents were really responsible in this kid's case or not. I'm not saying he was or wasn't. You can certainly argue both ways, but we need to have a discussion on this. And the way to have a discussion on this is for the DA's office across the country to start raising the issue of parental responsibility for their child's behavior when it turns criminal. Now, I'll comment about what you might do on something like that in just a moment. But there was another incident along the same lines. A shooting in the parking lot of a McDonald's store in Chicago. And the CEO of McDonald's, named Chris Kapinski wrote the mayor of Chicago a letter right afterwards and indicated that the parents had a responsibility for the gang activity. And he called it the failed those kids syndrome. The parents failed those kids that shot that child and parent in the parking lot of McDonald's. Well, after the CEO of McDonald's wrote that letter to the mayor, it just went viral. Everybody got involved in it and just attacked the CEO of McDonald's for even raising that question. It was so intense that the CEO of McDonald's backed down and apologized profusely for holding parents responsible for the fate of their children. Somehow or another, people indicated that was white privilege that he was speaking about. I'm not so sure he should have backed down. He really set off a major issue for discussion, and he should have held his ground, I think, and opened up the door for discussion. Yes, the parents failed those kids that shot. It was gang activity, and it happened after midnight, and the parents that failed them. Now, I went on through this article. As I said, I read about 25 of these examples, most of which happened after midnight, most of which parents didn't even know where their kids were uninvolved and detached. But the interesting thing about all these instances, almost without exception, fathers were absent from the home. So, is it the parents' responsibility? Here's a parent that has removed himself from the home and disassociated with the family and the child. Is he responsible? Perhaps, unless somehow or another he goes to court and has his responsibility removed by the court. Is the mother responsible when she's the only parent in the home and trying to do her best as a single parent raising her kid? Sure, she has some responsibility. She has to step up the plate and be tough, that's true. But it's a complex issue. Do you hold parents responsible when both parents are in the home? Or do you hold one parent responsible when only one parent is in the home and the other parent is not responsible? Or are they both responsible? Even though a parent is absent from the home, is he still or she still responsible for his child's behavior? Perhaps so. These are the issues we got to discuss. We have to kind of open the door for a discussion on that. So keep an eye on this issue. As it's going to happen more and more across the country as DAs begin the process of making claims that the crime committed was to some degree preventable had the parents been involved and taken on responsibility and taking charge of that child's life. It says parents need to be tough, need to be firm, need to be strong, need to be directive, need to set standards, hold kids to standards, move out of neighborhoods that are crime-ridden, move out of neighborhoods that are that promote crime and involve the youth of that neighborhood into a gang activity. Doesn't matter whether the parent is black or white, whether the child is black or white, or whether the crime was black on black or white on white or white on black or whatever it was. Doesn't matter. That's irrelevant. Who cares what color? The fact is we have a crime, and the fact is we have parents who either don't know about it, don't care about it, hide the child, protect the child from responsibility, or just basically absent from the child's life. So we need to kind of take a look at this particular issue as a country. I encourage our political leaders to raise the question and begin the process of setting forth some form of legislation that ties the parent of a child to the activities of that child, whether it be criminal or not. You know, it's interesting in contrast to flip the coin around. When a child receives great grades, very good grades, and receives honors and is recognized for achievement and given awards at school, whether athletic awards or academic awards or for social responsibility or for some leadership, that role that they play, when kids do great things like that, what do? We praise the parent. And we indicate that that child has had good upbringing and good parenting. And it happened because the parents supported that child in the effort, in the academic effort or the athletic effort or whatever it was. Parents that backed up that kid. We praise the child for that. Somehow or other, when it comes to crime, we're supposed to overlook the parents' level of involvement and responsibility because we don't want to blame parents. And the problem is that most of the crimes are committed by black people, 88%. of the crimes that are committed in our country this day. There's something like 20,000 of them across the country. 88% are by black. Most of which, I think it's about 75% of which, are black upon black and black upon white. And only about 20% are white upon black. So the rule is not really that the white people are killing black people. That's not the case at all. But really what we need to do is got to look at this issue of parentage. Not just when a child is successful and achieves and has accomplishments, but when the child is unsuccessful and has deleterious behavior perpetrated upon the community or upon the neighbors or upon unsuspected strangers in the acts of crime. We need to consider this factor. We need to consider whether parents should be charged with a misdemeanor and put on probation and asked to go to school and asked to take parenting classes and asked to keep track of their kids for a couple years and really take on the role of and be a responsible parent, be an involved parent. We need to consider the idea of restitution. Do parents of those that commit crime need to be held responsible for the cost of that crime? Cost to the city, cost to the store, cost to the victim and the victim's family or whatever. What about restitution? Could that be set? Parenting classes perhaps could be ordered. There are parenting classes in every community. Schools give classes, churches give classes, therapists give classes. Parenting classes might be required. You know, when a kid is on probation because of a crime, the kid is obligated to call the probation office monthly and account for his whereabouts. What about if parents need to call the probation officer and account for their whereabouts and the whereabouts of their child for that month and keep records and report that to the probation officer every single month? Let's not just say kids need to call the probation officers. Parents need to call the probation officer as well. What about some general areas of parent education? Using billboards, using the newspaper, using magazines, using the internet, using social media, and start flashing points of education about parenting children, parenting youth today. Giving just an idea, giving a tip, giving a hint, giving an idea of what parents can do to be more effective in managing and controlling and raising their own children, whatever age. In other words, there are lots of things that can be done in this area. We know that the kids that commit crime, 70% of them do not have a father in the home. And those kids end up in jail, they end up in prison, and they end up committing crime. 70% of kids that do not have a father in the home. I have often advocated on these broadcasts that maybe we ought to pay fathers to return home. Maybe give a father $500 a month for a year to get back home and be responsible for his kid. Whether he sleeps there overnight or he just is in the home for 8 hours a day or whatever it might be, 6 hours a day or something. He accounts for his behavior when he's at home and he submits a bill to the local government indicating that he's been responsible, he's been in the home, and he's had interactions with his kids and is worthy of the stipend of up to $500 a month for just being in the home. Maybe we need to do that. Some incentives for dads to start being responsible getting back home. Well, anyway, that's where we are today on my general reading and conversation and thinking. And join the conversation. Start the conversation. Advance the conversation. What do you think about parents' level of responsibility for their kids' behavior, whether it's success and achievement or whether it's crime and degradation of a community, of a home, of a neighborhood or whatever? Be interested in your comments. Keep the conversation rolling, okay? Thanks for joining me, and bye for now.